24 minutes to nine. Italy is calling for a nettle to be grasped. The Italians want a system of migrant centres to be set up in North Africa to vet people who want to come to Europe. The plan is part of an Italian effort to stop those boats that bring migrants from Africa from setting sail in the first place, because, of course, so many of them sink with awful loss of life, possibly 3,000 people a year drowning at the moment, some of them within sight of Italian beaches. Niels Moisniecks is the Human Rights Commissioner at the Council of Europe and joins us on the line from Strasbourg. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Do you think this is a good idea?
Well, I think in theory, if it opens up legal venues for people to reach Europe and it helps to identify people with protection needs, it could be a good idea. In practice, though, there are many risks because this process will not be very transparent. It'll be very difficult to monitor from the outside. Many of these countries in Northern Africa are not democratic, so there's a risk that there will be deals made behind the scenes to have them basically prevent people from leaving. And it's, you know, the risk is that Europe is outsourcing its dirty work to neighboring countries to keep migrants in so that Europe will not have to take them.
What's the alternative?
Well, I think the alternative is this could be part of the answer if it opens up new legal venues. This is the core thing. If you do not have legal venues, then people smuggling will flourish. But also you need a more sustained effort to deal with some of these humanitarian crises in Syria, in Somalia, in various places in Africa. And you need relocation, resettlement programs for people who have a prima facie case for protection.
Isn't that the issue, what the Italians are hoping to do is kind of sort out somehow those who are looking for a better life, simply economically, and those who are actually at risk of dying if they stay where they are? And actually that distinction is not a terribly easy one to make, particularly when you can't see where they live. And that's the problem that Europe has, and it's an intractable one.
Yes, it is quite difficult, but it is possible in many cases to identify who has real protection needs. For example, for Syrians, it's clear that anybody from Syria clearly has a protection need, and European countries recognize this. More than 95% of all Syrians have been given some kind of protection status in Europe. So there it's clear, and Syrians should not be forced to make this dangerous journey on rickety boats and die on the way because they have serious needs. And this is a case with other groups as well. With others, you have to look at it on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, and that would be possible to do because, I mean, if you take it nationality by nationality, there'll be some within a nation who are deeply oppressed and some who are less deeply oppressed. And it's a matter of whether you can make that distinction in some sort of a centre in North Africa.
Yes, I'm a bit sceptical, to be honest. I think, for one, the Italians should be praised. They really made a heroic humanitarian effort last year with Mare Nostrum. But it's clear that they could not do this by themselves. And I think that they are the ones trying to provoke a discussion to have European countries invest more in humane migration management and to share some of the responsibility, because it's clear that Italy cannot do this by itself and that others have been trying to close their eyes to the tragedies unfolding in the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah, you would go so far as to say that, would you? Because, I mean, it's a particular difficulty for Italy, other southern European countries. But to what extent has the rest of Europe, do you think, failed to live up to what they should live up to?
Well, I think it's completely failed. I mean, when we look at the response to the Syrian refugee crisis, only Germany and Sweden of the EU countries have been more or less willing to do their fair share. Other countries have, the response has been woefully inadequate. When we're talking about rescue at sea, it's primarily Italy, Malta to a certain extent, but primarily Italy. And most countries that are not as exposed to migration pressures are very happy to let the most exposed countries take up all of the burden themselves. And they say, this is not our problem.
Niels Moisniecks, thanks very much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you.